farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we explore the 1-1 Cocoa Organic Farming Project. Stay with us to hear more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for Zika V. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
The United States Agency for International Development, USAID-sponsored 1-1 Cocoa Project was launched in 2014 through the Source Farm Foundation and EcoVillage Program's 1-1 Cocoa Natural Farmers School. The project also gets technical and consultative support from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Ebony Park Heart Academy in Clarendon, Bodu's Research Station in St. Catherine, and the Jamaica Organic Agriculture Movement, JOAM. The institution trains local farmers on the fundamentals of permaculture and organic farming. Permaculture is the development of agricultural ecosystems intended to be sustainable and self-sufficient, while organic farming is a form of agriculture that relies on techniques such as crop rotation, green manure, compost, and biological pest control. Under the project, farmers are exposed to techniques in land preparation, surface water management, erosion control, and drought-resistant agricultural methods. Some of the major industry players from the United States of America conduct the training sessions. These include author of the Standard for Organic Farming, Tony Cleese, and Chuck Marsh, who is a specialist in permaculture. Soil scientists also share their expertise in assisting the natural and organic farmers to design their farms and land space. Country Director of Jamaica's Sustainable Farm Enterprise Program and the Source Farm Foundation at EcoVillage Program, Nicola Shirley Phillips, says the project is having a positive impact on the agricultural sector by providing an outlet for the farmers to share their products with the public who want to access clean food.
We have a number of people on the island that have many health challenges and they can't eat food that have been sprayed with various pesticides, synthetic pesticides, or have GMO products. And so this space provides them an opportunity to get clean, healthy food that they will be able to help, you know, with their whatever challenges. And then we have a lot of people who are just more aware of eating healthy.
On the second Saturday in each month, the Ujima Natural Farmers Market is held at the Chinese Cultural Association at 22 Barbican Road from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The word Ujima means collective work. So we train various farmers, young and old, in organic and natural practices, and we provide a space for them to be able to share all that good farming and clean food to people who are interested.
Since the inception of the 1-1 Cocoa Project, over 40 farmers have been trained, while many more have participated in workshops. After successfully completing the course, the farmers are certified in organic farming. Some training sessions are also open to individuals interested in nutraceuticals, natural remedies, and the growing of medicinal crops. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Wanti wanti na avi, avi avi na wanti. Translation, those who want things don't have it, and those who have things do not want it. And this means those in dire need are more appreciative.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease. No, hand washing is key.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.